How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 273. The post I'm going to connect this episode to I originally titled Progress or Just Being Idiotic, which I posted July 1st to 2015. Well, July 2015 was there that day, and I bought a lawnmower that Monday. The price options were something else, and the feature options, you know, things are getting more and more advanced. I know that I sound like a really, really old person from like the 1700s when I say that, but it seems like lawnmowers and refrigerators and so on are doing so much more with leaps in technology. And for me, cutting the grass is just fine. They don't need to like calculate magnetic north or make coffee for me or refrigerate half a refrigerator's worth of stuff for me or anything like that. Just to mow the lawn, to cut grass, that's it. So, I had a problem reading the dipstick. I couldn't figure out in the engine manual where the oil reserve was that could hold, how much oil the thing could hold, because you usually just give you a bottle and they're like, oh yeah, use this. And I evidently forgot to read that. Ugh. The manual, people thought it was a smart idea for me to put the serial number and model number in there when all I wanted to do was mow the lawn with it. Anyway, all right, so I finally did get the lawn dealt with that day, but I got upsold, and I know this is very silly of me, and I feel like a fool even now. It's been years ago, and I don't think about it a lot, but when I do think about it, I still get the same reaction because this was just silly. All right, so for the first and only time that I recall in my life, this lawnmower I bought was something I bought an extended warranty for. All right, so it's a moneymaker, and upsell means we're upping the amount of what the customer buys with different add-ons or extras that people find useful or helpful, but that it's their option to choose whether or not. All right. So, every time my lawn is mowed, I could probably mow about 7 lawns that are normal size that people would find in a regular, like, municipality, quote-unquote. So, that's why I thought that having the extra year to repair or replace on the extended warranty wasn't a bad idea. Now, so... You know, then I had to get the warranty confirmed, which meant I needed the receipt, the model number, the serial number. So I needed a pen to take down all that junk. Then what really got my goat, and I'm not a livestock owner, was that those last two were for nothing. The model number and serial number. Because the lady helping me register at the register only talked about the receipt, because I expected to actually use what I took the time to gather. I mean, or I could have misunderstood the automated voice. I don't know. Anyway, man, I bungled the name of the manufacturer as well, and bungled the price several times. And to make matters worse, I'd remembered from a hardware store guy I talked to, oh yeah, they don't stock parts for mowers older than 5 years. So that was binging around in my head as well. For me, it just seems like manufacturers or people just want to punish people for taking good care of excellent equipment and not upgrading it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just blinded by nostalgia or simpler times or the like. The flip side of progress is, of course, because people get left behind because they don't need to or can't or don't want to adapt. So as far as that goes, I did eventually have to replace that mower. So anyway, as society gets more advanced, people still have problems because new technology, like that problem with new technology, that adaptation never stops. So like, I'm extremely old, so I don't know a lot of pay telephones around, for example, because of the ubiquity of cell phones. Or a phone booth. Like, it's not impossible, I don't think, to find a pay phone that works with coins or cards or a phone booth at all. But it's very, very hard because of how things have changed so far ahead. All right. This about the actual warranty was a powerful persuasion technique because this is viewed, I think the store views that warranty as a bonus and so on. Because for such and such amount of money, you can get this thing that makes something else quicker, simpler, easier, you know. And upselling is a great thing because of that, but it has to be connected to, usually has to be connected to or in addition to complement something else. So this is the idea of an upsell, but it wasn't a very good upsell that I unfortunately took advantage of as well. And I got that. So anyway. But these principles, the principles work. It's just the methodology and so on, or the mechanism that changes. So I did take that extended warranty, but then it's like, okay. But never take the extended warranty as such. I overrode my better judgment there, but it did serve as a good vehicle to talk about upselling because I thought it would be useful to take advantage of. But anyway, pretty sure based on what I remember, it turns out it was not very helpful at all. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.